a disappointing loss for the Mets last night. Nolan McLean officially becomes one of the great Met pitchers of all time. He joins that echelon of pitchers by having another great start and losing 1-0. That is DeGrom. He is right there, baby. 5 starts in, and he's become a Mets ace, losing 1-0 to the Phillies. As the offense has gone cold, and again, we've talked about this a lot. Yes, the pitching has been in shambles. Yes, you're not sure who you're going to start in a 3-game series. Now it's going to be a wild card series because the division is over. And you're not sure who those 3 starters are going to be. And, I'm thinking it's 2 rookies and Peterson. I don't know. We'll find out how the rest of it goes. But the reason this division's over, the reason the New York Mets do not have 7 to 10 more wins, the reason why this season has gone the way it's gone since Father's Day against the Tampa Bay Rays is because the offense is not nearly as good as it should be. Bottom line, I've been saying that forever. The last month, it's been a different story. The offense has been really good. Runners in scoring position, the whole bit. But they've gone cold again. They lost this game clearly because they can't score runs. They make mistakes. I know the Yankees own blunders right now. I get it. But you got Beatty getting picked off. Saturday, you've got Lindor stealing third base. Like, they've made mental mistakes. They've made defensive mistakes. But ultimately, they haven't pitched well, obviously. But ultimately, this team would be in a far better position. This division would still be up for grabs. They would be much closer to at least the top wild card where you could possibly think about playing 3 games at Citi Field if this offense was what it was supposed to be all year. It just isn't. And Mullins is terrible. We'll get through all that. I'm going to get into the lineup and what it should be because, I think there is a definitive. We know what this team should be. We know what this team should be right now. To me, without question, Marte is your DH. Vientos is your third baseman. Beatty is your second baseman. Jeff McNeil is your center fielder. That's it. It's not a great defensive team, but that's your best lineup. And you need to score. Forget Mullins. He's been terrible since the trade. Terrible. Miserable at bats. Unable to get hits in any clutch situation. The second inning of this game, he has a terrible at bat. To me, it is done. It's done. Vientos at third. Beatty at second. Jeff McNeil in center. That is the team. We know the other spots. I don't have to tell you the other spots. The other spots are locked in and loaded. You know who they are. You got Nimmo in left, Soto in right. Obviously, Lindor at shortstop. You got Pete at first. You got Alvarez as your catcher. We know the rest of the team. But the question marks and what they've been mixing around, Vientos at third, Beatty at second, Jeff McNeil in center. Jeff McNeil Jeff McNeil had a terrible at bat. Let's be fair. I've praised Jeff McNeil this entire season, I've been all over Jeff McNeil the last couple years. I've had to eat crow on Jeff McNeil. He's had a really good season. He's had a far more productive season than I thought he would. I'm just declaring him the everyday center fielder. I never thought I would have said that in any way, shape, or form. But here we are, and I am. But Jeff McNeil, Mr. Contact, Jeff McNeil, the guy who always puts the ball in play, Jeff McNeil who doesn't strike out, Jeff McNeil, the batting champion, comes up yesterday with second and third in the ninth after Vientos rips a double down the right field line, and unfortunately, Mauricio, the pinch runner, gets a terrible read on it. That ninth inning is frustrating. That entire ninth inning, Pete leads off with a base hit. They pinch run for Pete with, I just said his name, Mauricio. They pinch run with Mauricio, who isn't that fast and isn't that good of a base runner, but obviously he's faster than Pete Alonso. They don't have other guys available to pinch run, so they pinch run Mauricio. Vientos, after one out, Vientos hits a double down the line. Mauricio gets a terrible read on it. I'm not sure he scores anyway with his speed. And with only one out, I would imagine he probably gets the stop sign at third base with Jeff McNeil coming up, unless they really think he's going to score. If it's even going to be a play at the plate, They'll probably be prudent and hold him at third base, but he gets a bad read off the bat on a ball that absolutely is going into the corner. He can only get to third. Second and third, one out. Jeff McNeil, the guy you would want up there to put the ball in play, ends up swinging through a 102-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. And then Alvarez has what can only be described as a worse than Anthony Volpe at bat. And that's tough. That's real tough. And we'll get to Anthony Volpe later in the show, too, because not only is his play not enough, we got to make fun of him when he's off the field. We'll get to that in a second. But Jeff McNeil swings through a 102-mile-an-hour fastball, and then Alvarez swings at three slider knuckle curves, whatever it is Duran throws, that are 6 to 8 inches off the plate. He just went up there and said, I'm hoping he throws me a fastball, and I'm just going to swing at everything and hope I get a fastball. It was an atrocious at-bat. That was one of the worst non-competitive at-bats I've ever seen. He went up there and just swung at anything. Duran could have thrown the ball in the other dugout. At least if he did that, the swing and miss, it would have been a drop third strike and you could have got to first. Like, he would have swung at it. He was in swing mode. That was a terrible at-bat. And I know he's a tough son of a gun. He's dealing with a broken pinky, a torn thumb muscle, whatever. He's playing. I'll give him a lot of credit. The backup catcher, Terenz, is dealing with a forearm issue. And McGill apparently is getting shut down too, so you can forget that as an option for the rotation, or at least in the bullpen. But those two at-bats with runners at second and third to tie the game at one were just awful at-bats. Awful at-bats, and particularly Alvarez was really just an embarrassing at-bat. The effort given in that at-bat was atrocious. And this offense, yet again, I'm sorry. I know it's been good for a month. I know, this is a down year for Juan Soto. I get it. He's been incredible. I get it. But Nola, although being a top name and a pitcher who's had a track record and a good career, is having a miserable season. A miserable season. He's got an ERA upwards of 7, close to 7. He is one of, if not the worst pitcher in the National League this year. And they completely got shut down, completely, swinging at everything. There were a bunch of bad at-bats in this game. Like, this offense just has not been good enough. And right now you got the rotation, which is starting to come together because of these young kids. And, you know, Sproat over the weekend on Sunday pitched really well. But they've lost that game. They've lost 3 in a row. And if you don't look now, the San Francisco Giants are right behind them. Now, they do have the tiebreaker over the Giants after sweeping them and then losing 2 out of 3. So they've owned 4-2. The tiebreaker over the Giants, so the Giants are technically 4 games behind the Mets. But, like, I expect them in the postseason, but they are closer to being out than they are winning this division. They're closer to being out than playing 3 home games in the wild card game. They are closer to being out than they should be. And right now, like, this team and that lineup and this rotation and that back end of the bullpen, I suppose that's the one thing good thing about the game is that Helsley pitched well, throwing pretty much nothing but his slider. I think he threw 1 fastball in the entire inning. He had Bader all confused. Bader had a miserable at-bat against him, but he had a really good inning. That's one positive for the Mets. But outside of Diaz, the bullpen scares me. Outside of really McClain, the rotation scares me. And right now, the offense continues to prove that they are not as good as they should be. And they go through funks where the entire team gets cold. The Yankees and Mets are similar in that manner, where it feels like when they're hot, they're all hot, and when they're cold, they're all cold.